When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Off and running another hour here of Game Time Decisions on this final Friday of July. Welcome in. I'm Joe Ranieri. Thanks for making us a part of your day as we've got plenty of Major League Baseball on tap. The opening ceremonies of the Olympics underway. And of course, sometime in the middle of the night, depending on where you are, we will have Olympic gold medals being dished out here. Plenty of sports getting ready and events getting ready to take place here starting overnight. I know we've got diving, we've got judo, we've got archery. We've got a little something for everything over the next 2.5-3 weeks. And of course, we're all waiting for Team USA and the men's basketball to see if they can bring home Olympic gold. But there are certainly going to be a few countries that might want to stand in their way. We've got trades left and right, rumors flying as the trade deadline approaches here for Major League Baseball. We've already seen a handful of teams make some moves, contenders like the Phillies, like the Seattle Mariners, like the Baltimore Orioles, like the Tampa Bay Rays, who, by the way, are underway in the first inning at home, taking on the Reds after learning over the last couple of days that they lost one of their best players, their staples, Randy Arozarena, is now a Seattle Mariner. And then, of course, they learned a little while ago that Zach Eflin, one of the mainstays in that starting rotation, well, he's not there anymore either. The Rays sitting just 4 games out of a wild card spot. And the organization has decided that, yeah, we don't need any of these guys. So going to be an interesting one at the Trop here tonight. The Reds already got 2 on the board off of Shane Baz. They're heading to the bottom of the first there. And the Reds have Nick Lodolo on the mound. We were talking earlier about the Padres and the Orioles. The Orioles doing what they need to do. Not a big splash, but certainly getting Zach Eflin in a depleted starting rotation is a huge move. They've also gotten some bullpen help via a trade with the Philadelphia Phillies, getting Dominguez out there. So the Orioles are going to buckle down and try to make a second half run at this thing and keep some distance between them and the Yankees. They're going to have to take on the Padres here tonight with Grayson Rodriguez on the mound and get it done at Camden Yards. We also are getting ready for the Toronto Blue Jays, and call me crazy, but the Toronto Blue Jays in no way, shape, or form should be a favorite against anybody, much less the Texas Rangers at this point here tonight. I mean, listen, stick a fork in the Blue Jays. They're 46-56. This team is done. It's already been rumored that Vladdy Guerrero Jr., probably on his way out. Springer, probably not going to be there. Everybody who's anybody on the Toronto Blue Jays is up for sale. Why? Because this team stinks. And the core of this team, it just ain't working. And you got to think That's a lot of animosity in a locker room, a lot of uncertainty. The Blue Jays are not a team I want to look at. In the meantime, you've got the Texas Rangers who have come out of the break here dealing. They have won five straight. They just swept, and I get it. It's the White Sox, like beating a Triple-A team. But you got to win those games. And they are still very much in the hunt here, I think, in the American League West. They've got Andrew Heaney on the mound, who has won three of his last four games, and he's pitched really, really good, allowing only four earned runs over those last four games. In fact, he has been really dealing. 1.61 ERA in those starts certainly has an advantage over Kikuchi, who, let's face it, Kikuchi's dealing with a 6.11 ERA in his last seven starts. He, too, in all likelihood, not going to be on this team come next week. So I do think this is a great spot at plus money to look to back the Texas Rangers, who are very much still in this. They've got work to do, but they know it. We also have the Atlanta Braves in what was one of the most disgusting losses you will see in a very long time. As if I didn't know any better, I would say Ramon Laureano might have bet on the Mets last night. That sequence of events in the bottom of the top of the 10th and bottom of the 10th was just a bad day for Laureano and the Atlanta Braves. They are going to look to bounce back here tonight. But the Braves and the Mets, if I would have told you this 2 months ago that the Braves and the Mets at this point would have almost the same record, with the Mets only having one more loss, you probably would have laughed at me and had me committed. Well, guess what? That's where we're at. That is how bad it has gone for the Braves. And that is how good it has gone for the Mets here. And right now, the Braves are not good at all here. There is a big difference in the direction and the trajectory of these two teams. I think the Braves continue to be overrated. I think they continue to be overpriced like they have been. I don't think the Mets are getting any respect. But you know how the New York Mets have turned things around, I'll tell you, is because they had no business winning that game last night, and they ended up winning it. So when you get the momentum and you get the breaks, I think that's the time you want to look to continue to play the Mets. Charlie Morton on the mound for the Braves. I am not buying it. They have lost five straight and still can't hit water if they fell out of a boat. So I do think the Mets, again, are the right side here tonight in this one. Yankees and Red Sox also getting ready to start here in just about 2 or 3 minutes at Fenway Park. And the Yankees are just going, they don't know what to do with themselves here. Well, you can't really do anything if you don't hit. And if the Yankees are going to win this game goes flying over. If the Yankees don't win this game, in all likelihood, this thing is staying under the 9.5 at Fenway. So I'll let you guys decipher which is which. Also, still to come a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour, and I love this game. It's a game we'll talk about throughout the remainder of this hour with the Houston Astros and the Dodgers. In Houston, good old Framber on the mound for the Astros here. And the Dodgers, well, they've gotten everybody back here over the last week, it feels like, right? Kershaw back in action. It appears that the Dodgers took very good advantage of that homestand they just had after the All-Star break. But now they're on the road against Houston and the Astros. My goodness. They have done amazing. And at this point, you tell me, are the Astros and their fans just sick and tired of hearing about all of the 2017 cheating World Series, right? Are we pretty much over that? Gavin Stone on the mound here for the Dodgers. He has quietly been the glue of this rotation. And while Glasnow has been phenomenal, we just saw Glasnow get beat up a little bit coming off the IL, but Gavin Stone has done a really, really good job here. And I think this is going to be a very lower scoring game. 8.5, I think, is what the total is in this one. I'm not buying it. I think this thing is a little lower scoring, certainly in the first five. But you got to give the Astros credit. They are now atop the American League West thanks to a 41-25 record since the middle of May. Gotta love the Houston Astros. And I would even go as far as to say maybe you let.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Pay the run and a half with the Houston Astros here tonight and get plus 160, 155 in doing so. Just a suggestion. We'll let you know if anything changes on that front. But we do have a couple of updates in the games currently underway. We'll let you know what's happening there. We still got plenty of Olympics to talk about. We've got PGA Tour golf, LIV golf, Olympic golf. We got a little bit for everybody. So come back and join us. Game Time Decisions continues on this Friday on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Thanks for stopping by as we take a quick look at the scoreboard right now. Major League Baseball, bunch of games underway. A couple just started, including the Yankees and Boston at Fenway. No score there. Yankees up at the plate. The Yankees went off as a small favorite in this game. Total was 9.5. In the meantime, again, thanks to some atrocious first play defense by Bryce Harper, the Phillies are down 1-0 at home over the Guardians. We have a 3-0 Twins lead over the Tigers still. No score, Orioles, Padres, and of course the Reds still on top of the Rays 2-0. We also have a lot of golf going on here. We've got both tours that, well, matter and that you can bet on, the PGA and LIV underway. And we're getting ready for Olympic golf. Never thought I'd say that, but yes, Olympic golf with the world's best getting ready to compete here over the next couple of weeks. And nobody knows that better than Brady Cannon. He is in the house. And Brady, we'll start with the 3M Open, which I know you had Taylor Pendrith. Nobody had Taylor Pendrith. Who are we kidding here? Nobody had Matthew Naismith either. But your thoughts so far on the 3M? It's kind of all over the map here from watching this here today.
It really is. And Joe, it looks like the early late draw is getting the worst of it. The guys that started early on Thursday and teed off late on Friday, you could get out to a good start early on Thursday, but now late on Friday, they're catching higher winds. It looks like winds are blowing anywhere from 15 to 20 miles an hour, and you're seeing scores that are not especially low outside of a guy like Taylor Pendrith, who just looks like he added another birdie. Yeah, added another birdie at 18. Yep. He's now got a two-shot lead heading into the weekend. So I think if you ended up with guys on your pre-tournament card that went late Thursday, early Friday, that looked like to be the better draw. I was split. I had 2-2. And, you know, I mean, Tom Hoagie, one of the best players in the field, yep, he's going to miss the cut. Adam Hadwin, one of the best players in the field, he's going to miss the cut. Matt Wallace is the only guy I got through to the weekend, and he's been relatively disappointing, really can't get anything going. And you mentioned Pendrith. Of course, he was a guy at the start of the week when I just kind of had that gut feeling and I went, yeah, you know, it feels good. It feels right. And then I didn't end up putting him on the card. I tell you what, though, when we see these markets, repopulate here shortly after today's complete, I may very well be on Taylor Pendrith. This guy's already won this year at the Byron Nelson. He's got that President's Cup coming up in his home country of Canada this fall. I think he has a lot of reasons to continue to play well here. And so far, he's off to a great start. I think he's a good fit for this golf course and one of the better players in this field as well.
Gotta love the old guard showing up here, Brady. I'm looking at top 10 right now, and I'm seeing names like Stuart Sink, Matt Kuchar, Gary Woodland. All of these guys, very much, I mean, they're all top 10. They're all very much in play. They certainly have some of the experience here, and I still think it's good, especially in a tournament like that, to have names like that somewhere near the leaderboard to keep some interest in it.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the younger guns, too, but bigger names. Yeah. Sahith Theegala's there. Sam Burns is there.
Yep.
You know, they're both at seven under par. And don't forget Jonathan Vegas, who's a little bit of an older school guy, believe it or not, as well. And he fits a lot of what I looked at this week was total driving. Jonathan Vegas has always been an awful putter, but a very good total driver. Hits it long and straight. So it's working out for him real well. Maverick McNealy's another guy, you know, that is still in search of that first PGA Tour victory. And Emiliano Grillo is another guy that's very much a class player to keep your eye on here. A lot of golf left over the weekend. And Taylor Pendrith out to a big advantage. But I would say guys that are at six under are still not out of this thing. If you're in the top 20 going into the weekend, I think you got a shot.
Yeah, well, I thought Mackenzie Hughes was off to a great start yesterday, too. How's that working for him? One over here on the day, six under for the tournament there. That was a big drop. What did you have in the LIV Tour? Anything going on this week, Brady? Where are we at with that tournament?
Yeah, off to an okay start. Now, this one, of course, is still in the UK where we were last week for the British Open. So these guys are going to start, you know, around 11 o'clock at night, actually probably even later than that. They typically don't do until like a 12 noon local time start, you know, with the shotgun and what have you. John Rahm out to a red hot start. And he was a guy I know Carver High liked this week because of his performance off of the Open, where he was pretty darn solid in the British Open. John Rahm out in front, eight under par. All my guys looking okay, though. I've got Dean Burmester, who's at three under. I've got Richard Bland, who's at two under. And then I've got Adrian Meronk, who I think is also at three under. So, you know, they're all right there. None of them, I believe, are outside the top 20. And we've got two more days of golf left. So I'm okay with where we've started so far on the LIV circuit.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Rahm's not going to get one win on the LIV Tour before it's all said and done there. How about the Olympics coming up? Opening ceremonies tonight. What are we looking at in golf? You got any medal matchups? How do you bet this? What are we looking at?
Yeah, Joe, I think the betting appetite for the Olympics is going to be fantastic. I mean, people love the Olympics, first of all. And now you have an absolutely loaded field of golfers with LIV players in there, too. You know, you've got Joaquin Niemann and Mito Pereira representing Chile. You know, it's really all over. John Rahm, of course, and representing Spain. Yep. I think Rahm is a decent play here. Now, this golf course we've seen before. It used to host the Open de France on the European Tour, which, by the way, in 2017 was won by Tommy Fleetwood. In 2018 was won by Alex Noren, both of whom will be in this Olympic competition. Also in 2018, you had the Ryder Cup here, where John Rahm was a part of that European team. Alex Noren was a part of that European team. Tommy Fleetwood was a part of that team and went 4-1 in his Ryder Cup matches. So do some research there with the Open de France, the Ryder Cup in 2018. You'll see some familiar names here. Those are some of the guys I'm headed towards as far as possibly an outright gold medal victory next week.
I think it's going to be great. I really do. I think it's going to have a whole lot of interest. It should be fun. Look forward to talking more about it, Brady Cannon. Enjoy the night. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as, well, it's getting good here in some of these Major League Baseball games that are underway. We pretty much have about seven games going here, including the Yankees and the Red Sox already. We've got nasty Nestor Cortez in trouble against the Red Sox here. Two on, I believe, just one out now after a couple of hits. Yankees, of course, went 1-2-3 in the top of the first, but still no score there at Fenway. We told you it was quick for the Twins to get out in front of the Tigers, and did they ever? But Pablo Lopez has given up now a couple of runs, and just like that, the feisty Tigers are down one. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the third there. The Phillies have not gotten a hit, by the way, yet. Top of the third there against Blake Lively there, I believe, or Ben Lively, rather, not Blake. That would have been even better. At Citizens Bank Park here, two errors already for the Phillies, and we had told you Bryce Harper committing one of them, which led to the only run of the game by the Guardians. But right now, Lively's doing a very, very good job against this Phillies lineup, at least the first time through. We'll see if anything changes here as we head into the bottom of the third inning. The Tampa Bay Rays have come right back, tied up the Reds. It's 2-2 right now in that one. The Padres and Orioles off and running, no score. The Braves and the Mets also off and running. We've got no score in that one. And the Rangers, shocker. And it took, I believe, nearly 30 pitches for Kikuchi to get out of the top of the first inning. It is only 1-0, bases loaded. They were left with bases loaded, the Rangers, but they were able to get one run in. 1-0 Rangers there in the bottom of the first. So we've got one run in with the Red Sox. Go figure. They do have a 1-0 lead. They are out of the bottom of the first, heading to the top of the second. Couple of more games getting ready to get underway. Cubs, Royals. We've talked about this game last hour with our good friends Adam Kaufman and George Kurtz. Both were big on the Royals. George loved the Royals team total over 4.5. And Adam loved them not only in the first five, but in the full game as well. Brady Singer on the mound for Kansas City. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. And I think that is where the love for the Royals comes in. As we all know, the Cubs have a hard time scoring runs here. Brady Singer has had some up and downs. He started the year off great. He kind of came back down to earth a little bit here, but he's been very good at home, which is where they are. And of course, the Royals have been very good at scoring runs at home. So yeah, I'm all about the Royals in this one tonight as a pretty decent price. And they certainly have the advantage in the first five, I think. They have the pitching advantage with Brady Singer. And the bullpens, though, for both of these teams are a bit head-scratching. So early or nothing for me. We also have, we talked to you earlier, coming up top of the hour, Dodgers-Astros. Don't forget the Brewers. They got Freddie Peralta on the mound here tonight, taking on Travis Rodgers. Now, normally I would say the Brewers at home, but do not sleep on Rodgers. This was a guy whose numbers look horrific because he started the year off where I think the Marlins left him out to dry in pretty much every start. He is only 1-9 on the season, but that is misleading. This guy has been absolutely lights out, pitching to his potential over the last month and a half. So I wouldn't sleep on the feisty Marlins here, and don't just give the win to Freddie Peralta and the Brewers. I think they're going to have their hands full, and I think an under might not be a bad look in that one. We also have, speaking of unders, the Mariners and White Sox are going to do battle with Kirby and Thorpe. Not a bad look there. And the Cardinals at home taking on the Nats with Sonny Gray and Mackenzie Gore. Seems to be a big love fest for a no run in the first inning in this one. Sonny Gray, the lefty, has been great. The Nats can't hit lefties at all. That's a great no run in the first inning opportunity if that is the direction you're willing to go. Late night baseball will include the Rockies, Giants. It will also include Arizona sending Zach Allen taking on Pittsburgh. And everyone's favorite series, the Athletics and the Angels. We'll talk about them all when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions. Off and running on this final Friday of July. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by. Loaded card tonight, Major League Baseball. Plenty of great games already underway. We've got a trade deadline almost upon us on Tuesday, July 30th, which means we've got just a couple of more days before teams can decide how they want to stack their roster to make a postseason run. We've seen a few trades already, and no doubt there is a man keeping his finger on the pulse of all of this in between watching Olympic judo. That would be Scotty Wetzel getting ready to take over here, top of the hour on In Game Live Primetime. And Scotty, I know you're looking so forward to the Olympics here, but the trade deadline has been interesting so far here. I think Tampa has kind of let everyone know they have absolutely no interest in really making a run at anything. Orioles, Phillies, are there big names still to come, do you think? Or is this just going to land on deaf ears and be a total flop of anticipation?
You know, there's so many teams, Joe, that mathematically are realistically in the wild card races. Mm-hmm. But as you saw with Tampa Bay, which I think is only four and a half out, clearly they realize they're not any good. I mean, I think, you know, listen, they had a great little run, Tampa Bay. They really did. But I get the sense that Tampa Bay is going to be going back to the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs. I mean, you trade away your best arguably player. You trade away one of your better pitchers for sure, all because he's making, what, $18 million next year, which nowadays is chump change. I mean, that team really seems to be dismantling at everything, right? So, and any thought of people saying, you hear this all the time, it's like, that's the old days. Oh, they're not going to trade this guy to this team, not in the same division. They won't do that. You know what? They'll trade anybody to anybody. They don't care about that. So, I'm surprised. You know, the Rosarena deal was a surprising one. I'm really surprised the Dodgers, started it off really yesterday by trading away Paxton to the Red Sox. I mean, the guys went 8-2, and his ERA is around 5. I get that. But they're 12-4 in his starts, Joe. With all the struggles the Dodgers have had pitching, and every injury on top of injury on top of injury, and you got a guy who's a solid number 4 or 5 guy. I mean, you win, you know, 3/4 of his games, and you want to trade him away for next to nothing. That was the most surprising one so far to me yesterday.
Yeah, and it just happened early. I mean, they kind of designated him because really they had to make room for everyone coming off the IL, which is great. Let's just hope they stay off there. Because he certainly served his purpose there. But now, like you said, back to a very familiar place with the Red Sox. The big move right off the bat was with Seattle, which kind of feels, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Scotty, Seattle feels like they just got Azarena and threw him on the deck of the Titanic to rearrange the chairs. I mean, call me crazy. I'm not buying it here. But at least they're doing something finally here, right, Seattle?
Yeah, at least they're going to try, right? I mean, the last 2 years, they traded away their best closers. So at least now they're, if you remember those deals that they made. So at least now they're actually adding on pieces that theoretically could help them. So, and that's what we begin with the picks, if you want. I'm going to go with Seattle tonight, Joe. You know, -165. The White Sox are just so bad. And you know, if you want to, you can come up with reason. I got a weird one for you here. I'll throw you in a second about the White Sox. But you can come up with different reasons why not to bet against the White Sox, you know, because the numbers is generally so high. But this is a modest one. I know Seattle struggled. They lost 8 of 9. But this is kind of their moment of truth. They got to do something here. They made some trades. I think that's got to give a jolt to the locker room. So I'm going to lay the -165. White Sox have lost 10 in a row. But I will tell you this, as goofy and as bad as the White Sox are, Joe, that they can do something and say something that not a lot of teams can do, in that they actually have 3 starters in their starting rotation that either have winning records or one game under. And that's Crochet, who's 8-9 or 7-8 or 6-7. He's one game under. But otherwise, Feeney's over 500. The kid pitching tonight's over 500. And then Crochet, who's considered their best pitcher, is one game under 500. I don't know how that is, you know, for a team that's 51 games literally under 500. But they got three guys in their rotation that are actually halfway decent somehow or another.
Yeah, kind of crazy. In fact, one of the teams that is being reported heavily looking to get Eric Fetty from the White Sox is the Cardinals. They're at home tonight taking on the Nats. Gore against Sonny Gray feels like a good no run in the first inning type game here, but how are you approaching this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go St. Louis, Joe, with this one. That's, they're going back to being the Washington Nationals. You know, these teams that weren't supposed to be any good, you know, they make their runs, and sometimes they hit September, hit August, you know, late July as we are right now, and it just kind of reality sets in. They've lost three in a row. They're 5-9 their last 14. They got no hit yesterday, did Washington. So give me St. Louis at home, minus the 165. Cardinals playing good ball. The terrific at home. Washington's actually not that bad on the road, surprisingly enough, but I do like St. Louis here at only minus 165.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think, and I think the Cardinals are very much alive for that division still. What are we doing tonight? Late night game. Rockies are in the Bay Area there taking on the Giants. Harrison taking on Kyle Freeland. As crazy as it is Kyle Freeland's a guy we have to back when he pitches at Coors because he blows on the road. So I can't figure that one out, but how are you approaching this one?
Got to go San Fran. You might be able to lay the price there. As you see there, 178. You know, depending on what your number is, a lot of people's it's like 160, 165. So I'll lay the run and a half. I'll give you this. The Rockies, Joe, we know they're awful on the road, right? 14-36, 22 games under 500 on the road. Giants are 28-22 at home. They're pretty good. Oh, by the way, 27 of those 36 losses. So basically two out of every three come by two runs or more. And Kyle Harrison pitching, as you mentioned, for San Fran, he's faced the Rockies twice. Both games in Colorado. He went 7 innings one game, didn't allow a run. He went 5 innings another game, didn't allow a run. Two games against these Rockies in Colorado, no less. This one's at least in San Fran. No runs, only 5 hits. Got to play San Fran. And I'll take, because of that, I'll go over 4 to have Harrison strikeouts tonight as well.
I love it. All right. In preparation for this, I went out and bought a bunch of new number 2 pencils because I know you are about to throw out these crazy no strikeout. Lay it out, man. I got the number 2s ready here. How are we approaching the strikeouts or no strikeout props here?
All right. Now, we did hit our one on Wednesday, by the way. So
yes.
Just, you know, for those that think that we hit this one. So we got three different plays. One play is, will both teams combine for less than 3 strikeouts in the first inning? So we're going, or three, well, technically they say, will they get 3 strikeouts? So the answer is no. So we're betting no. We're thinking they're only going to get 0, 1, or 2. We're going to use the White Sox in Kansas City because neither pitcher is really a strikeout guy. And Kansas City has the least strikeouts in all of baseball. So we're going to use Kansas City first inning, no less than the 3. And then we're going to pair that with, check that, we're going to use 2 strikeouts or less for that one. Then we're going to pair Colorado San Fran under 3 strikeouts with St. Louis Washington under 3 strikeouts. $25 bet, we'll just say, pays $19. So basically even money. You got to lay a little juice. And then each starting pitcher to not have a strikeout, first inning, Miami, Milwaukee, plus 168. Trevor Rogers stinks for Miami. Freddie Peralta can give you some strikeouts, but I'll take my chances he doesn't. So we're getting good odds on the no for Miami, Milwaukee.
I love that. All right, so no strikeouts early in that one.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I like it. Note in the first inning of the Cubs and the Royals, I know you like the Royals in that one there. You're big on the Royals getting it done here. A whole lot more coming up here, which is pretty interesting stuff. Don't go anywhere, Scotty. I broke two number two pencils writing all of that down.
We'll go over it again.
So I want to make sure I got it right when we get back as Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri joined by Scotty Wetzel before he takes over here, top of the hour, in-game live primetime coming your way. Plenty of Major League Baseball right now. We do have the Guardians up still 1-0 over the Phillies. The Twins are pouring it on 6-2 right now over the Tigers. We still have a 2-2 game between the Reds and the Rays. Padres down 1-0 against the Orioles. The Braves hit a 2-run shot. Looks like they're up 2-0. And I believe Kode Senga back for the Mets. Boy, that worked out well. Thanks for the meatball there. 3-1, the Blue Jays came back and absolutely hammered Heaney in the first inning here. But 3-1 in that game, and the Yankees and Red Sox at one apiece. Coming up at the top of the hour, talk to me about the Singer/Hendricks battle between the Royals and the Cubs, Scotty. I like the Royals early. I don't know that I trust either bullpen here, but how are you going to approach this one?
Yeah, right. I like Kansas City. This is a strange line. Right? This thing opened up around 160. Then I saw it this morning when I looked at the lines last night. That made sense to me. Then I saw it at 155. Okay, that makes sense to me. I saw it drop to low as minus 144 in some places. Now FanDuel, anyway, has it back up to 152. But that's still a small – I don't get that. I mean, Kansas City's got the second-best home record in baseball, believe it or not. 15 games over 500, 35-20. You got a halfway decent pitcher in Singer on the hill. Meanwhile, the Cubs counter with 2-8 Kyle Hendricks. He's winless on the road. His ERA is over 7 on the road. He's only 2-8 anyway, so it's not like he's great even at home. I don't get why, you know, Kansas City is such a small price at home. I'll bite, though. I like the Royals a lot here, laying a modest 155 or so, depending on where you do your shopping.
I don't hate that at all here. Were you leaning one way or the other with the Dodgers and the Astros, which appears to be the game a lot of people are zoning in on here? And I don't blame them. I think it's actually going to be a great litmus test for both these teams. Scotty, I mean, Framber is going to be on the mound. Gavin Stone's going to go for the Dodgers. I feel like you got to give the Astros the edge being at home, but I don't get the total at 8.5. I don't think this is going to be, you know, runs, and more runs. I think this is going to be much more competitive here. Were you leaning one way or the other?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's very telling, Joe, isn't it? That when you say 8.5, you're surprised that it's that high, right? I mean, that's how less, right. You know, the runs have just died. And then they just completely dried up. It's a bit, you know, they were going fast and frenzy before the All-Star break. And then the All-Star break hit, and boy, we can't buy runs. It's amazing. So Houston's a monster under team. All right, 57-41-4. That's 16-game, one of the worst over teams in baseball. They just don't score. So I agree. Dodgers playing well, 6-1. And really a toss-up game? Is it a World Series preview? If anything, I'd probably lean towards Houston just because they're at home. Remember they got off that awful home start, but they really turned it around. They're actually pretty good at home now, 28-21. So I would take a small play on Houston. But this is a good game to kind of let somebody score first, and then I'll go in the other direction just to get the better odds.
Great point. Great point. I like that. I wouldn't be opposed to laying the 1.5 with Houston at home either at plus 160, 165. If they win, they're probably going to win by more than one run there. How about your Miami Dolphins, Scotty? Is the party tomorrow that Tua is now your franchise quarterback for sure? I mean, he got all this money. He is the guy. And we are less than a week away from the Hall of Fame game, which means Thursdays will not be the same from this point on. What do you think about Tua getting paid in Miami here?
You know, the only consolation, not that it really matters as a fan, but is that they didn't make him like the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. I'm sure he was asking for, right? I mean, a year ago, we were wondering if this guy could spell cat if he's following the C to T, right? Now, all of a sudden, they're giving him $45 million a year, whatever it turns out, at $50 million, 4 years, $212 million. Yep. But by the way, point one, you know, that they couldn't just give him the $212 million. For whatever reason, they had to argue over the, the $53.1 million. You know, that was the sticking point. He's not any good, Joe. He just, as a Dolphin fan, I was telling the producers, you have to watch the game because I could see people say, what are you talking about? He's not any good, right? He led the NFL in passing yards last year. He's not any good. But you got to watch the games. They don't beat the good teams. They pile up the yards and the stats against the lousy teams. I mean, he's awful. Not only doesn't he beat, he's awful. Like 2-10 against winning teams on the road. He just doesn't get the job done. And I think it is his fault. I'm not in love with the head coach either. But, you know, he's got great weapons. They should be a lot better than what they are. So I'm not happy. I figured it was coming. You know, what's going to happen when he goes out with a concussion? You know, and now what? We got $51 million locked into a guy for 4 more years. And it, you're stuck with it. Yep. So I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have.
I've been screaming, and there's been a lot of guys down here in South Florida, Scotty, that followed us and been screaming. Just look at the numbers. Let's go last year. 1-5 against playoff teams in a regular season last year. And then, of course, we all know what happened there in the playoff there. And so if the temperature drops below 40, you're screwed if you got to go on the road. Yeah. But in his career, this wasn't a one-off. He's 6-14 against playoff teams, Scott. So your point is they better win the games they're supposed to win because the back half of this schedule is absolutely brutal. The only chance I give the Dolphins is if they run the table and get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, then I give him a chance. Outside of that, how's he going to win a game in Kansas City or Baltimore in January?
Hey, listen, they couldn't beat Kansas City over in Europe in perfect conditions in the regular season. And look, they're not getting outscored 35-30. They couldn't score. I mean, 2-13 straight up as a road underdog of the Dolphins with Tua. 5-14 straight up against winning teams. I mean, it's just every stat you come up with, Joe, says the same thing. Yep. They're just not on that elite level. And now you're the quarterback. You're responsible for that.
Yeah. Well, that's and you made your bed because this was the only choice you have and had. Yeah. And that's because the previous regime didn't want him. The upper office wanted him. So congratulations. He's all yours, Scotty. Enjoy the night, man. Coming up top of the hour, game time decision. Get ready for football to be here before you know it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back as we look to close out this edition of Game Time Decisions, the final Friday edition here of July 2024. Get ready, though. Much more still to come here, including in-game live primetime in just a couple of minutes. They will keep you posted on everything that's happening in Major League Baseball. It's going to be a loaded weekend of not just baseball, but the Olympics kicking off here. The opening ceremonies were tonight. And, of course, overnight, get ready. Plenty of action a lot of the NBC networks and coverage throughout. You'll have it all week long here, actually over the next 3 weeks until the closing ceremonies here. A lot of interest in Team USA and the basketball team. Will LeBron James and Steph Curry and company, will they be able to lift gold here? Wembanyama on this team, the French team here for the first time, was not on that team on the FIBA championships, in which France ended up losing. You've got the Joker in Serbia. You've got a whole lot of very interesting matchups coming up. If you're an NBA fan, I know no doubt you'll be watching what's happening here with Team USA. You've got plenty of golf, too. Get ready for that, both men's and women, of course. You can see Rory, if he remembers to show up at a pretty decent price. Ludvig Åberg, the young phenom, he, too, will be representative. U.S. got a really good chance with Scheffler and Schauffele, two of the best in the games. Quarter also for the Americans there on the women's side. Don't forget the tennis, Coco Gauff, also going to be a huge favorite in a lot of spots here to try to get Olympic gold. Also, the you got the women's soccer team also to get gold there. We're looking at Spain and Team USA on the women's side, France, Germany. There are a lot of opportunities here to back in this first upcoming weekend. If you like to dabble, there are some great prop markets to make the Olympics that much more fun if you're looking forward to it. I know there were a couple of props that we were talking about throughout the week. You can even see total gold medals. In fact, just on Saturday, right, coming up tomorrow, whether for Team USA, 2.5 is the number, and you can see it's juiced all the way to the under at -250, over +165. And we were looking and we're saying, all right, what kind of medals are being given out in the first day on Saturday? Well, there's a ton. And when you look at diving, any of the diving and swimming and those types of events, man, there's a million medals that can be given out here each and every day. So at plus money, why not? Pretty good shot that the USA walks away tomorrow with more than 2.5 gold medals. That would be something else at a really, really good price. So we will have coverage for you on the Olympics all throughout over the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks, keeping you posted on everything. Also, don't forget, Hall of Fame game right around the corner here, which means the NFL is back. It will be front and center, and our coverage will be rolling out here as we get ready for another football season, not just in the NFL, but in college, because college football will be here over in Ireland to open up the season once again in just 3 weeks. Buckle up. It's getting ready. Football is almost back. But before we do that, we got a postseason in Major League Baseball as well. We got to crown a World Series champion. Will it be the Texas Rangers again? Will it be another wild card team that runs the table? Hey, that's what we had last year with Arizona and Texas, right? Two teams that absolutely nobody bet on to win anything, much less make the playoffs. Or will it be chalk this year? Will it be the Dodgers or the Phillies taking on Baltimore or the Yankees? Or will there be a dark horse, including the Houston Astros, at 14-1? Much to be decided here, including this Astros and Dodgers, a possible repeat of the World Series from years ago. They're getting ready here, just a few minutes away from the opening pitch in that interleague series. Astros at home, Dodgers on the road. We like the under. Framber Valdez against Gavin Stone. We've got much more games coming your way, and we've got you covered as in-game live primetime. Just a couple of minutes away. Game time decisions will be back tomorrow. Enjoy your night. We'll see you again.